Man Marv's Notebook for August 19, 2012. I was just listening to Bruce Barr and his latest audio booze about the publishing industry and newsletters and conferences and how you make money in the digital world by giving away a certain amount of free content and then charging people who really like that content for even more content. And this reminded me of Photoshop World and the Kelby Media Group in particular, and how they basically got a very good position within the photography industry for training. And these are the guys that run Photoshop World, and they put on two of these conferences a year, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. And coincidentally, the West Coast one is in Vegas, and it's the week after Dragon Con. So last year, I went to Photoshop World, the day after I got back from Dragon Con, and landed in Vegas, and then hung around there until the conference started. And back on the digital publishing, it's all about how they not recycle content, but how they have the same content and they put it out in many different forms. And now it seems to me that they spend 6 months out of the year gearing up, preparing new content for Photoshop World, and then they take that same content and then shoot it, put it in video form, and put it into book form, and then they sell it throughout the rest of the year through a subscription on their PhotoshopUser.com and KelbyTraining.com. And then it's just kind of like a trickle down concept. They spend all their effort to prepare this kick-ass conference. And then once they have that conference is done, the live content is done, they go and record it again, produce it for digital consumption, and then they sell access to that a second time. And it's a great training event, and I kind of like it. It's just that I don't get very much out of the lecture format of teaching. I need to be a little more hands-on. I need to be in a workshop to really learn anything. So it's kind of an odd thing. I really like their content, but I don't think I'd go and pay to see it again at Photoshop World. But luckily, they do have free access to their expo floor, where all of their sponsors and vendors go and present their wares. So I'm going to check that out again this year. Where was I going with this? I was talking about how they resell their same content, and it was, it became apparent to me because last year, in addition to watching the live training sessions, they gave every attendee a big book of all of the slides and the notes and all of the step-by-step tutorials that all of their sessions were teaching, because it's impossible to go to every session that you want to. But all the attendees, they have all the notes and take it home with them. And over the past year, when I signed up for Photoshop World, I got a free subscription to PhotoshopUser.com. And I noticed that pretty much all of the content that was taught in Photoshop World eventually did trickle down into the subscription. So I don't know if I'd say it devalues the live content, because there is the hands-on nature of it. And watching it live is it's interesting, but I just can't get as much as out of it as I guess I do out of that book that I took home. I mean, even when the book, I haven't gone through the whole thing, but I have been watching the tutorials and learning from the tutorials on Photoshop User. So I don't know what my point is with all of this, but I'm not going to attend Photoshop World unless I can get my employer to pay for it. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen this year, but I'm definitely going to check it out. And I guess it does, it is something about digital publishing and how you have to kind of get beyond the book, and how, you can get a certain audience that are so interested in what you have to say that they'll go attend a live conference, even though you also happen to give away all that content for free through the internet at some point throughout the year. That's, I guess, one way to make a business. Anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow.